So at some point, you guys probably stopped calling this business, huh?
Yeah. Once it gets, like, after 5 o'clock there, basically. I mean, you still can, but it won't be effective. It won't be as effective.
Do you, like, filter?
This is Dr. Seibel.
Hi, Dr. Seibel. This is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine. You're calling from where?
Bank of Cardiff. You had inquired about some financing with us, actually, it looks like a couple months ago. Not sure if we ever got back in touch. Do you guys still have a financing need, or is there anything going on over there that we can help you out with?
Probably, but I need to work on some other things before I try to get any financing. So I kind of got put on the back burner.
Gotcha. Is there a good time that I should try, that I should follow up with you, or do you want us to set up a time on the phone where we could chat with that stuff, or do you want me to just send you an email with the
Email me in maybe about a month or so.
Okay, cool. Let's see. I have cybelvet@gmail.com. Is that the best email to reach you at?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. Do you want me to include the application info, or do you want me to...
Sure.
Okay, I'll put the application info, and that way when you're ready to apply, you can just send it over to me. Typically, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time to get you an approval. And just to kind of look ahead, were you looking for cash or were you looking for equipment?
Well, what I'd really like to do is for somebody to refinance my mobile unit, but I don't know if you would do that.
Refinance your mobile unit?
Yes.
Gotcha. What's the balance that you have with that?
Pardon me?
What's your balance with them? With the mobile unit?
$123,000.
Okay. Is that what you called in about originally, or do you have other needs?
No, I was going to just pay off credit card debts because that would make my credit better, and then I would be able to get financing through my bank.
Gotcha. Okay, got it. How much in credit card debt do you have, roughly?
Probably about $40,000 for everything.
$40K, and is that like personal mixed with business debt, or is it all personal? Or
Well, it's all business pretty much because I used all my personal ones for business. So,
got it. So I maxed
out the credit cards to buy the movie.
I see. So you kind of went. So you said you used your personal for business, and it's kind of all mixed up now, right?
It is, because the LLC, everything's all mixed up.
Yeah.
It's all gone on the same thing.
Got it. Well, we can definitely help you out. We can try to, you know, just put everything on your business credit. That way it increases your credit score and you have more flexibility when you're, you know, trying to buy a new car or a house or whatever it is. You know, obviously.
Well, I need to buy a new car or a new house.
Yes.
But just curious, what interest rates would you have? I mean, now my credit score is in the crapper because of the high, I guess, thing. So, you know, I'm like I used to have excellent, like close to 800, and now it's 580 or something. It's outrageously awful.
Somewhere around there. Yeah, that's okay. It's definitely going to be a higher risk associated with your business just because of the credit situation. We can still approve you though. I don't know what your rate would be. It's really a challenge to kind of quote you without knowing too much because we
sure.
do offer a pretty
well,
wide.
I wouldn't hold it to you. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to tell me you're going to charge me 29%, well, there's no point in doing that because that's what the credit cards charge me. So the point is trying to get it down to a reasonable rate where I'm not paying more than I already am.
Right. Exactly. So I'm kind of seeing two goals here. One is to get you a cheaper interest rate, and the other one is to transfer everything to your business debt rather than personal debt.
Correct.
So that way that's okay, cool. So I mean, if you want, I can just send you the application info, we can get the ball rolling, or if there's a better time, we can touch base in like a month or so. I'm not sure like how pressing the financing issues are right now.
It's not at this point. You know, and like I said, trying to get all the ducks in a row first.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just send it to me
My personal advice would just be to try to get it done sooner than later because we're kind of foreseeing interest rates likely going up after the new president takes office.
Tomorrow,
yeah, exactly. No, there's going to be a little bit of a lag time in between that, but likely either later this year or early next year, we're kind of anticipating rates to kind of go up, just kind of depending on everything that happens. But that's kind of like what Wall Street's speculating as well. And it'll have like a trickle-down effect, you know what I mean? So
Sure.
I would recommend trying to get it done sooner than later. I don't know if it's going to make that much of a difference, but if you want to get the best rate possible, it'd be definitely best to do it sooner than later.
Okay, wonderful.
I'll send you the email with the application info if you wanted to get it back to me. It's a pretty quick process. If not, we'll touch base pretty soon here. So.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.